your slumber, all you wage slaves, everyone.
The revolution comes like thunder, and the age of hypocrisy is done.
Turn off their televised illusion. Stand up and look them in the eyes.
Declare your mental liberation. Shake off the dust and claim the prize.
So comrades, come rally. In the last fight, let us face the Internationale. Unites the human race. So
and now, Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash occupies the airwaves with special May Day programming of and for the working class. So stay tuned as Building Bridges celebrates those who do the work, those who really create society's wealth.
And will lock arms to unite and continue the fight for workers of the world to unite.
We'll hear from one of South Africa's foremost leaders of the workers' movement as their national election approaches. Wanted to warm up the air for you and give a proper reception with some music from South Africa for our very special next guest. The National Union of Metalworkers South Africa is South Africa's largest metalworkers trade union with more than 339,000 members. It is an active affiliate of the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, the biggest trade union federation in South Africa.
The union considers itself to be Marxism-Leninism and has a fraught relationship with COSATU and the African National Congress for its refusal to remain silent on controversial ANC policies, especially its promotion of privatization and its failure to end the wealth divide and mass poverty in South Africa.
Mhumzi Magungo, and I hope I've said that very lyrical name more or less appropriately, the National Treasurer of the National Union of Metalworkers South Africa, thank you for celebrating May Day with us.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you.
Do me a favor, say your name exactly as it should be.
My name is Mhumzi Magungo.
Beautiful. It really is lyrical. Well, I didn't do that bad. But again, welcome to WBAI's airwaves. And if you could begin by telling us a little bit about your membership and also the nature of your union, which certainly has, it seems, departed from the philosophy of COSATU.
Thank you once again. NUMSA is a metal workers union. We formed before there were a number of unions that were there in South Africa at the time organizing in the metal workers industry. You had more than five unions at the time, but it was in 1987, on the 18th of May, when all those unions, more than five unions, met together and formed what we called a National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, which is a very militant, strong organization, and which is having a clear mandate from its members. Its own existence is to oppose discrimination in all forms, in the workplace, in the society, and all over. And the second issue is to make sure that it maximizes unity of the working class in South Africa, in Africa, and internationally. It is an organization that promotes internationalism through worker to worker. That's why today I'm here. And I was in Detroit for the whole of last week. Today I'm in San Francisco interacting with various progressive formations. Basically, NUMSA is a union that took a decision that we shall not allow any forms of policies to undermine the worker struggle, be it in South Africa, be it internationally, be it all over the Africa. That is who we are. And as NUMSA, we have taken a decision that we shall make sure that we prioritize the issue of making sure that NUMSA must fight for a socialist republic of South Africa. That's us.
Now, these policies have come in conflict with not only other labor unions in COSATU, but also the African National Congress. Could you give us an idea about what the split is about? What policies are driving the split at this point?
Look, firstly, for an example, we have taken a decision as NUMSA that we want a government that focuses on the improvements of lives of the people, especially the majority of people, that the government that will provide health care, shelter, transport, and also an access to economic opportunities. We want government that must create jobs. We don't want government that only focuses on the few. And this is what is currently happening in South Africa today. In South Africa today, you've got labor laws that the government proposed the renewal of what we have fought for in 1994, since the Nelson Mandela, the president. We have fought and gained some of the very progressive labor laws in the country. The current policies seek to reverse that. We don't want what we called in South Africa labor brokers, which then means that it undermines what the Freedom Charter calls for. So we are fighting for that. We are fighting for that in South Africa today. Almost everything that is in that particular country, be it cars, be it food, be it clothes, everything gets imported, and there is no proper system that I make sure that in rather than making sure you build the economy of South Africa, you rather kill the economy of South Africa. There are no tariffs that are being introduced. Government is doing as they wish, and we have taken a decision as NUMSA that we shall not allow that situation to happen. Basically, people almost every day are picketing. The Freedom Charter says the people shall say in the country's wealth. Is that happening in the country? That is not true. It's not happening at all. And we are saying that if you look on the statistics in South Africa today, among Africans, 55% of the country is living in shelters. And there's just a crisis in relation to what is going on in the country. If you look on the finance sector, it is dominated predominantly by private-owned banks, with Absa, Nedbank, Standard Bank, and of which Absa is foreign-owned at 56%. Sasol is about 30%. That used to be a South African company. To date, it's not owned. So basically, we've got a very number of challenges in the country, and we think as NUMSA, we are on the right platform to take up and deal with those issues.
I wonder if you can provide us with your analysis, and for me, this goes back and is certainly a bit of a nostalgia. In 1994, I was talking to people like Cyril Ramaphosa and had this extraordinary belief that the evolution of the ANC and the politics that would be implemented after essentially breaking the back of apartheid would lead to a real distribution of wealth and an egalitarianism. Well, now we see the former head of the Mine Workers Union, who is, of course, a multimillionaire and lives in a home that is guarded from the people, literally.
You're talking about Cyril Ramaphosa.
Cyril Ramaphosa,
right, exactly.
Yes. So how are we to understand what happened in South Africa that took us so far away from what seemed to be the ideal of really egalitarianism?
What happened in South Africa, it's true, yes, that since 1994, we had what we called Reconstruction and Development Plan, RDP. That was also supported by what we called Freedom Charter. And when we took over government, I mean, you know that Freedom Charter since 1955, The South African people took a decision. It was in 1955 that in case we won the liberation, this is what we want to see happening in the country. And the fact is, since 1994 up until to date, that has not happened. Yes, in 1994, we all agreed that there will be changes. We all thought that people who shall have access to education, access to sanitation, access to housing, access to free health. But the reality is that is not happening in the country. If you look on the statistics today compared to what we thought we would have achieved for the past 20 years, it's what I've just told you, that, for an example, we've got clear statistics in relation to what we thought would have happened in the country, and that is not happening at all. And that's why, as the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, we've taken a decision that we ought to defend the sectors and the economy. For an example, what happened in the manufacturing sector where we're being organized? The manufacturing sector in South Africa, instead of growing, it has been reduced by 20%. That's the problem. And what does that mean? That it means that between 1995 and 2008, we have lost 350,000 jobs. And between 2009 and 2012, we lost 271 jobs. And that's purely because of what the policies that have been introduced since 1994. That's not what you fought for. And you will have noted that there have been a number of neoliberal policies that have taken place. You know that, for an example, with the removal of the exchange controls that are facilitated, that makes sure that there's outflow of capital and in the form of delisting of some of the South African companies in Johannesburg Stock Exchange, you can know that there's a problem. So we think that we are faced with a very serious problem. And as NUMSA, we have said that we shall analyze the past 20 years of democracy. Whether is there something that we can celebrate as workers or not? And we have taken a decision that there's absolutely nothing to celebrate because it's a reversal of what we thought would have been gains. That would have changed the society, that would have changed the working class conditions, including the trade union in South Africa. And that is not happening.
2 years ago, the 34 workers in the Lowen Marikana platinum mine were gunned down by police, and their comrades are continuing today to strike. Do you want to give us an analysis of what happened to divide the working class at that point, and the Kasatu did not support those workers, and what those workers are continuing to do today?
Look, we, as NUMSA, we have taken a particular position on this particular question. We've analyzed the Marikana situation, and we have used only the Marxist and Leninist class analysis. We said, for an example, our characterization of the state, that's how we firstly characterize the state, the brutality and the massacre that took place on the 12th of August, we were clearly against that particular event. And we are saying as NUMSA that we've got a duty and a responsibility of making sure that we support the victims of Marikana. We are not happy about what happened, and we are calling for COSATU to intervene. And our NUMSA characterization is that we were shocked about the brutality and the killings of those particular workers. As NUMSA, we hold the view that in relation to this matter, the Minister of Police, and including the Commissioner of Police, that include the Deputy President of the African National Congress, after we've seen a number of videos, that these are the people who should take full responsibility of the killing of those particular workers. Therefore, we've got a number of lessons that the state, instead of allowing workers to demonstrate and fight for the betterment of their own working condition, instead the police, used by the state, they decided in defense of capital and kill our brothers and sisters who were peacefully demonstrating in Marikana.
And I want to make sure that we cover all the bases. May 7th are the national elections. And I wonder if you can talk about your perspective, perhaps, between reform, if you will, and revolution as a major labor organizer, movement, workers' movement builder. What should we understand? What should we understand about Zuma? What should we understand about Malanga? Or what is the perspective of your union?
Look, NUMSA, we've discussed this issue very lengthy in our special national congress that took place last year in December, from the 17th up until the 20th of December. And we have taken a few decisions. For an example, we have analyzed the road that we have traveled for the past 20 years. And we have come to realize that, yes, the ANC has been the organization that we have fought for, that we've supported it over since 1994. But the time has arrived to review, because when we supported, by the way, the ANC, we never supported the ANC on a blank check. No. There was a minimum program that would have said that if we support you, we'll support you on the basis that this is what you must do in relation to the struggle of the working class and in South Africa. We came to realize that the alliance is no longer taken serious, which is the COSATU, which we have affiliated, the African National Congress, and the South African Communist Party. Our analysis was that the ANC has been using the alliance as a voting kettle. After the elections, you won't see them. And they continue to impose some of policies that are anti-us. We took a decision as NUMSA that we think it is time for COSATU to fight to get out of the alliance. And in doing so, we will be able to take the working class struggle as an independent formation. That's what we are calling for as NUMSA. We have said members of NUMSA must participate in the struggle in the communities where we reside. And we call for the establishment of what we called a united front, because it's quite clear right now that what is happening in South Africa is not what we fought for. And we can't be keeping quiet and continue to support the African National Congress with our resources, and yet after the elections, they will dump us.
Well, as we wind up, which I hate to do because we could talk to you and must at some point for a much longer period of time, on this May Day, how do you quickly look at the struggle to organize workers, the organized labor movement, and that broad agenda of the working class to assume the power over society?
Look, as NUMSA, we've got a very clear message for our members and for all workers around the world, that firstly, we must be fighting for that this all May Days should be workers' issues, should be brought forward once again, because number of people died for this particular day. You would have seen what has happened in Turkey today. You would have seen what has happened in Malaysia. People, while they are still celebrating their own democratic right as workers, but there's still some states and countries that continue to undermine this important day. And for us, we as the working class and as workers, and we must continue to work as a unity. We must continue to pledge international solidarity against neoliberalism, against imperialism, and we must continue to work collectively as workers and as trade unions around the world. We must continue to take the issues of workers as priority, because failing to do that, we shall continue to have what we experience in South Africa, where there is a division within the Federation. Instead of taking the issues of workers, we tend to turn things to an individual and not taking the issues of workers. And we're of the view as NUMSA that we also need to celebrate. We are celebrating this May Day against the background of some West of attacks in if you go to Swaziland, for an example, there are people there, the king is still undermining the working class struggle. If you look on South Africa, we are celebrating this day after a bloody 34 workers were killed. And we think that if you look on Malawi, there were people who were killed trying to push the working class struggle. And we think that from that perspective, we must continue to unite. We must continue to be united. We must fight for what we believe is right as workers.
Mhomzi Magongo, I can't thank you enough. Really super happy May Day. And continue to educate our working class
exactly
here, so that we can take up some of these aggressive and righteous positions and uphold the banner of the working class, who does create all the wealth within society. We wish you well in the elections coming up in South Africa, and we're going to check in with you as they progress. Happy May Day, my brother.
Thank you very much. Happy May Day to you.
And thank you for teaching us.
And as NUMSA's special Congress continues, the looming question remains, will the union retain its affiliation to COSATU and the Tripartite Alliance? This comes after newly elected NUMSA President Andrew Chirwa called for President Zuma's resignation in order to preserve the legacy of Nelson Mandela.
South Africa's political landscape has been dominated by tripartite since the inception of democracy in 1994. But there are divisions between the ruling ANC, Trade Union Federation COSATU and the South African Communist Party. Disagreements are rattling the very foundation of this tripartite. And now COSATU's biggest affiliate, NUMSA, is calling for President Jacob Zuma's ousting.
This Inkatha saga, which we think is an indictment on majority of the poor people who are swimming in poverty, who are told every day that the state does not have enough resources to provide better and quality services to our own people. NUMSA has, without fear or favor, condemned this misuse and theft of public funds by all those involved. I suggest that we must ask a question in this all-important Congress. Should we not ask that our own president, Jacob Zuma, who benefited from this saga, must resign in the interest of the poor and poorless of our people?
NUMSA and the ruling party disagree on issues affecting the working class, especially the government's national development, which NUMSA calls neoliberal.
A bill that does nothing else but to give the bosses free social grants for employing young people, which is something that employers must do. There's no employer who employs workers for fun. All employers employ workers because they need workers. People are killed.
The ANC is not represented at NUMSA's four-day special congress, another sign that all is not well.
Who consistently believe that when we speak on your behalf, we basically speak for our own jackets. I think the way you have run the elections this morning about replacing gaps in the leadership here, you have told them metal workers are united and are vibrant and vigilant.
Political analyst Soma Dota Figeni shed some light on the underlying matters.
That they will take this particular position, and it all signals that they are throwing it all to those who may be supporting the current leadership, and they may begin to define themselves outside the current leadership.
Their decisions are likely to shake South Africa's political landscape. Olis Masango, ANN 7, Boksburg.
Of the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, and of your guests, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA. I greet you all as militant, historic labor unions who have in the past, the present, and I'm sure in the future, continued the noble struggle for the working class in both countries. I'm mindful of the horrors brought to us by the unholy alliance between capital and the state, exhibited in all its ugliness in the Marikana massacre of August 16, 2012. NUMSA has rightly called this event a turning point in history, which finds its echo in the shameful Sharpeville massacre of 1960 and the Soweto massacre of schoolchildren in 1976. There, school kids took to the streets in protest of new rules forcing the teaching of Afrikaans, the language of white Dutch-descended settlers in South Africa, to black students. They knew that such a language would be of little use anywhere else in the world other than South Africa. Here in Marikana, black mine workers were protesting for a few measly dollars from a foreign mining concern, Lonmin Mining. Living at virtually starvation wages, workers fought for a living wage from a consortium making millions off of their labor. The owners gave orders to South African police to answer their demands with death. The ANC government, in many ways, put in power by the memories of events like Sharpeville, passed the orders down, and 34 miners and metal workers were executed in defense of capital. This was indeed a turning point, but not for South Africa alone. This was a global turning point. We hope that this puts a stake into the vampire of neoliberalism. For when events such as this happen, it shows us the true face of neoliberalism, that of conservatism and capitalism with a smile. Welcome, NUMSA. Soya bonani, NUMSA. May you grow in numbers and militancy. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.